At the end of last year, the Sinn Féin leadership initiated a party review in Derry. One of the recommendations of that review was that the two Sinn Féin MLAs should be asked to stand down. As a Republican activist for over 45 years, I admit that recommendation came as a body blow. Since then, I have been contacted by comrades, friends and supporters from across Derry and beyond, offering their solidarity and support. The majority have urged me to stay on. It has been a difficult time for Ciarán Mullen and I, but no matter that difficulty, we have approached this with Republican integrity and Derry pride. This struggle is bigger than any one of us. The national leadership correctly wants to re-energise Sinn Féin and Derry and reconnect it to our base. Since coming back from Europe, I have sought to do just that, despite only being an MLA for a number of weeks when the global pandemic impacted all my activism. It did not deter it, as the hundreds of people I helped can attest. Throughout my life as a Republican, I have always put our struggle first. And so, in wanting what the leadership believed to be best for it, I have decided not to seek the nomination to contest the next Assembly election. As a member of Sinn Féin, I will support and work for whoever the local membership selects as a candidate for the next Assembly election to help build the political support needed to take us to our ultimate objective of Irish reunification. I want to thank Sinn Féin for affording me the opportunity to present myself to the electorate, who gave me the privilege to ultimately represent people for Sinn Féin as a junior minister, an MEP in Europe and as an MLA standing up for Derry. It's now time to focus on the task before us and to move forward with our collective cohesion to continue rebuilding the lost confidence in Sinn Féin and Derry.